This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Haram Helmi. Missouri's Democratic Secretary of State is criticizing the Republican governor of Texas for an ad campaign encouraging Missouri-based companies to relocate to the Lone Star State. Marshall Griffin has more.
In one ad, Governor Rick Perry criticizes Missouri Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of House Bill 253 that would have cut income tax rates for individuals and businesses.
Now, vetoing a tax cut's the same thing as raising your taxes. But there is a state where businesses flourish and jobs are created. Texas.
Missouri's Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander sent a letter to Perry objecting to the ads.
There is a huge difference between privately recruiting businesses to come to your state and publicly running ads and making speeches meant to hurt the economy of another state.
Perry, meanwhile, is set to meet with business leaders in Missouri next week. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The City of Columbia announced today that it did not have to use money from the Air Service Revenue Guarantee Fund to pay American Airlines for July 2013. This is the fifth consecutive month in the past six where the city didn't have to use the funds. The guarantee fund consists of monies from several private businesses and government entities in mid-Missouri. American Airlines began service from Columbia in February with flights to Dallas and Chicago. The Columbia Board of Education has voted to increase the city's school tax levy. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the board approved a new total tax levy of $5.42 per $100 of assessed property valuation. That's an increase of 2.2 cents from last year. The increase is the smallest the board has approved since 2008. The district's chief financial officer said the increase would mean the average homeowner with a home assessed at $150,000 could pay $5.61 more on their tax bill in December. Several new Missouri laws regarding traffic are going into effect August 28th. Jennifer Davidson has more on the changes.
Tim Hull with the Missouri State Highway Patrol just completed his annual training on the new laws. Hull says one law increases the penalty for a violation or traffic offense within an active emergency zone. An active emergency zone can be a temporary accident or fire zone or any place where there are signs or barrels indicating emergency responders are at work.
And a person who pleads guilty to or is convicted of speeding or passing violation must be assessed a fine of $250 for the first offense and $300 for a second.
Drivers will be on the hook for that offense if they pass another vehicle in that emergency zone, fail to stop for a flagman or emergency responder, or try to drive around the zone in a lane that's not open to motorists. Also, if you're pulled over for a traffic violation, you can now show electronic proof of your auto insurance. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
For KBIA News, I'm Haram Helmi.